More than human. Tim Flark, photographer.
Name? Tim Flark. Hometown? London. Nationality? British. Studied photography and painted structures at St. Martin's School of Art, London. Profession? Photographer. Known for taking human-like portraits of animals outside their natural habitat.
Tim Flark is a highly successful commercial photographer, working with high-profile companies such as Adidas and Sony. After 20 years of working in the advertising industry, he decided to focus on his personal work. Today, he is renowned for his unusual wildlife photography. He has won many international photography awards, and his work has been exhibited around the world.
At the beginning. When he was about 18, he did a foundation course in photography. Students had to do a project at London Zoo, and Flark's interest in animal photography started that very day, with the first pictures he ever took with his own camera. 10 years later, he was a commercial photographer working on a project where he had to shoot a python. The handler who brought the snake into the studio also owned some big cats, and Flark thought it would be a great idea to bring one of them into the studio for a shoot, and that's how it all started.
A different approach. Flark is not interested in traditional wildlife photography. Instead, he removes all elements of their natural habitat and shoots the animals against a neutral background. This makes the images look like human portraits shot in a studio. It would be too dangerous to bring animals like gorillas and tigers into his London studio, so he usually takes pictures of larger animals at zoos and animal sanctuaries. Flark says that he shoots smaller animals, like dogs, bats and cockroaches, in his studio. The intimate animal portraits, which feature everything from a thinking owl to a white Bengal tiger, are meant to highlight the similarities between animal poses and gestures and our own.
Ethics. Flark says that our relationship with animals in the 21st century is an ethical question. In a visual sense, we now know animals better, looking at them closer and in more detail than ever before. In reality, however, we've never been more separated from the animal kingdom. Nowadays, our only animal contact tends to be with our pets, dogs or cats. We're more likely to see a chicken in the supermarket than one with its feathers on. The human-like gestures and expressions of the animals in Flark's portraits emphasize how similar we are. Above all, Flark wants his work to make us think about how we should treat animals. He especially wants us to think about the interconnection between all living things on Earth.
What's the point of your pictures? Someone once asked Flark, "Animals are great creatures. Why don't you just take a normal picture of them?" He explained that he wanted to capture the emotion that an animal evokes in us, rather than simply snap an animal. When we look at the animal and it gazes back at us, I want people to ask themselves, what does this animal understand or know of me? Do they have a soul? How are they different from us?